Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from NOAA down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we have an interesting talk with Hayward Area Fishing and Hunting Guide Tom Leahy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news. Hayward Power Sports is your new Shore Station Dock System dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake, home, or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and I'm talking to NOAA, and, you know, it's definitely cooling down. We've been talking about the last few weeks, but it definitely got quite a bit colder this last week.
That's right. Some of these nights have been real cool, and the water temperature is starting to drop down below the 70s.
You know, and that actually triggers a lot of shallow water movement, but we're not seeing it yet as we're talking, but that should happen this week, I think.
Yeah, I'm hoping it happens this week and we get those fish moving out of those real deep spots into those shallower areas where they're easy to target and they're hungry.
You know, talking about the walleye fishing, it has been kind of finicky. And, you know, what's still been working is crawler harnesses, trolling crawler harnesses. That should start to switch to trolling crankbaits into a jig bite here as that water cools, I would think.
Yep, trolling crankbaits is going to warm up and putting a walleye sucker or a chub on a jig head and dropping them down should start working as well.
How about pan fishing out there? What are you hearing there? I know I've been doing really good on the panfish, the crappies, and bluegills. That's been deeper, and that will pretty much stay right on deeper, I think.
Yep, I've seen a lot of people talking about how phenomenal the crappie fishing has been recently. But I'm seeing a lot of weeds starting to die off on some of these bodies of water, so I think they're going to stay a little deeper for a little while.
Yeah, the weeds are washing up on places like the Chippewa Flowage. I'm seeing a lot of dead weeds up along shore, and that's an indicator that we're definitely going into that fall transition. Let's talk about some other fish, musky fishing. I know that's been kind of slow all season long comparatively to where it should be. They're still getting fish, though.
They're still getting fish. I check my media almost every day, and I'm seeing posts about the Chippewa Flowage and people catching fish out there. Either morning or evening seems to be the hot time to catch those fish.
Yeah. And topwater bait's been producing now, I noticed. You're getting a few fish up shallow, especially late in the evening and even after dark.
Yep, that's kind of what I think I've been seeing is some of these pictures are real low light conditions, shallow water, it looks like.
Northern pike fishing, that's also been pretty good.
Now, I've noticed a lot of pike getting real active recently on moving baits like spinner baits, chatter baits, and swim baits. I've been catching quite a few decent pike close to the 4, 5, 6 pound range recently.
In bass fishing, I know you've been out bass fishing. Actually, you won a big tournament just recently.
Yep, I won the NWBC finale on Long Lake, took home big bass and the win, and ended up Angler of the Year in points.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment. As far as there was a lot of fish caught in the tournament, or how'd that go?
Looked like a lot of people had their 5-bass limit. Looked like average was around 12 to 13 pounds, and I had 15.6, which was enough for me to get the win.
You bet. Well, that's actually a pretty good average fish size fish for a tournament anywhere in the country, really.
I think that's a pretty good average fish. I think Long Lake really does have a lot of good fish in it, and a lot of fish in it to begin with. So it's definitely a cool place to fish.
You know, let's talk about the bass fishing a little bit. You know, what are people going to look for out there right now with the bass? Start with largemouth, shallow water, deep water, what?
So with the weeds dying, these largemouth are either going to move to their closest hard structure like docks and laydowns and logs or some of the shallower rock weed combos. And then for your smallmouth, I'm seeing a lot of those fish still on those deeper rock piles where the drop shot really shines and catches those fish quite well.
Well, as far as baits for the largemouth, what's been working for you and what do you recommend for people?
I was throwing a chatterbait and a swim bait and a spinner bait over some of those weed edges where those fish are moving from up top the flats onto the edge because the weeds are starting to die. And throwing up on docks, you can catch them on moving baits, but I think a skipping jig has been working well to get you further up underneath the dock.
You talk about spinner baits too. Is it just a straight retrieve or are you varying the retrieve and kind of fluttering the bait, which is something I like to do a lot?
It's important to switch up your retrieval rate and also include some pauses, some quick pauses that might trigger a fish that is following your bait to strike.
You know, and a tip I'll give people is that don't do it with your rod tip, do it more with the reel handle because you want to keep that line tight the whole time.
Yeah, you want to keep that line tight and you don't want to let the slack up because when they hit it, they'll hit it real hard.
You bet. And it keeps the bait running straight up and down, too. If you start dropping the rod tip, the bait can flop over on the side, it seems like.
Yep, you don't want to have your bait flop over to the side because it looks unnatural.
You bet. As far as you mentioned drop shot rigs for the smallmouth out there, any other presentations working?
I'm starting to see some fish wanting to chase bait around with the cooler temperatures, and they've got a little more energy in them. So I'm thinking a small swim bait is going to be a big player in the upcoming week.
You know, sounds like we're going to have some pretty good fishing coming up. You know, and the hunting season is starting to open up now, and we'll have the deer season open for archery, and we'll have the small game season open. You're getting a lot of people coming in, getting hunting supplies and stuff?
Yep, I'm just started getting some of the bait out, and people have been buying up and getting their bows fixed and getting arrows and buying ammo and all that kind of stuff.
You've got everything in here for the hunting seasons and for the fishing seasons. I know you got a big selection of musky gear in, and you got a whole bunch of them new Lewes round bait casting reels, which are pretty good reel for not a lot of money.
Yeah, they're right at $100, and they're a real good, phenomenal beginner musky reel to get into musky fishing.
Well, actually, I like them for everything. But anyway, you got just about everything they need in here.
We got it all, and we do have musky suckers in now. We have 10 to 12 inches, 14 to 16 inches, and some 16-plus inch musky suckers.
Well, Noah, good talking to you here, and hopefully everybody gets out and enjoys a great fall up here in the Northland.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lund fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunds, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro-V Bass, they'll all go fast. Built by fishermen for fishermen, Lunds feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the people I get on here from time to time is Hayward Area Fishing and Hunting Guide Tom Leahy. I had a chance to talk to Tom the other day about what he thinks of fishing and the hunting's going to be like this fall.
Tom, you know, we'll be looking at fall turnover coming up here, starting probably around the end of September when the lakes really start to change. And in the first part of October, there'll be a lot going on in our lakes up here, won't there?
Yeah, John, kind of looking forward to that time period, especially, the water cooling down, which the past couple days, it actually has, surface temp has gone down, and then you're looking at that fall turnover period, and it can be a real productive fishing.
Well, you know, that fall turnover, we start that way early. It's a long, drawn-out process, but when that thermocline actually disappears or dissipates, that's usually, you know, right around the end of September on some lakes and in early October, and it really kind of disrupts everything out there, and a lot of people have trouble finding fish when that happens, don't they?
Yes. Well, and you always have to keep in mind, too, you know, whenever that does happen, so fish that were deep may have gone shallow, and because, yes, you're looking at whatever, same water temperatures from top to bottom. So a lot of fish that were deep will move shallow. You know, if you're, if you're fishing maybe even walleye, throwing crankbaits or something in September, October, you get that cool down, equalization of water temperatures. Yeah, a lot of times you start catching fish shallow, like walleyes, maybe even bigger northern, stuff like that weren't that depth, you know, a month prior. So
yeah. I think a lot of people make a mistake. They don't think about fishing the weeds. And right during that time frame, the green weeds, the greenest weeds you can find, and there's always going to be some green weeds out there, even though a lot of them are starting to die. You find those greener weeds, and the fish will be in that because I think the oxygen levels are actually better in the weeds at that time.
Yes, I would agree with that, and I've seen that hold true as well.
You know, I know one person that used to fish the Fall Muskie Tournament always at that time frame, and he actually won it one time, and he always seemed to catch a bunch of fish, and he'd get up in 3, 4, 5 feet of water in the greenest weeds he could find, and that's where he'd pull them fish out of. They'd be up in that green weeds, and, you know, I think it's an oxygen thing.
I would believe so, too, John, and fishing, oh gosh, if I'm thinking about, we're not there yet, but just relating back to last year, the time frame that we're talking, I was catching nice walleyes, throwing crankbaits in that shallow time period after that turnover, and then, of course, muskie fishing. Yeah, a lot of the muskies, they end up going shallow, of course, too, especially when that water temperature goes down and the sucker bite and all that good stuff. But the multi-species, the bass, the northerns, all that good stuff, even some nice crappies, believe it or not, I'll start seeing some of them go shallow, whereas before they couldn't be. Although, you have to keep in mind, that depends on the lake and the water clarity as well.
Then they actually start to move deep after that. Then once that all settles down and the water clears up, and you can tell a lot of times when that disruption happens out there because the water gets kind of yucky looking, kind of muddy looking, and you'll be floating weeds laying around on the top of the water and on shoreline. And, you know, once that clears up and you get past all that stuff, You know, there'll be fish everywhere. You can find fish up in 8-10 feet of water sometimes, and you can find them out in 40 feet of water or deeper even.
Oh, exactly. You know, and that's, post-wise, turnover and all that. Yeah, a lot of the walleye stuff, I guess it depends on what I'm fishing for. I'm not like other guides who, some guides only do muskie in the fall. Well, I do crappie, walleye, whatever other critters are out there, and of course love muskie fishing too. So I try to take into factor the things we just talked about, and then of course, yeah, so you're looking at a lot of deep stuff, and all that. So
you bet. Well, live bait is a big thing in the fall, you know, and I know that I like to fish once I get into that late September and in October. I actually will go for instead of using walleye suckers, a lot of times if I'm looking for the bigger fish or a big smallmouth, I'll actually go for the northern pike-size suckers, because big smallmouths will eat those things real quick. I mean, they come after them right away. And, you know, we tend to jig fish a lot of the rock piles, the deeper structure, and down anywhere from 20 to 35 feet down is where we're finding a lot of those fish. And live bait is an option, whether it's muskies or anything else at that time of the year.
Yes, and that's something I like to do as far as, so yeah, if you're jigging in that fall time period, whatever it's mid-September, late September, October, especially October after turnover and all that good stuff, yeah. So you want to think about doing some of your live bait stuff, bulking that up a little bit, whether that's, even if you didn't have any sucker minnows, I like to do, like, you know, if you're vertical fishing for walleyes, jigging, whatever depth that may be, or drifting, you know, so your big key is staying down there where the fish are, especially if they're towards the bottom, and keeping it vertical. I mean, that's just such a huge factor.
You know, we've talked about trolling before on the show here. You know, that's another option that we've having available for us now in the fall, and especially with muskies. You know, a lot of people think about, well, we got to fish suckers when these fish get down there deep and they don't want to come up after a bait. But, you know, there are baits you can get down there. You can work some of the big rubber baits and get them down in their face, and they got baits like the Fuzzy Does It and the Bondi bait, some of the jigging baits you can get down there. But the other option is trolling now. That's something we didn't have years ago, and we've got trolling, and you control whether it's for muskies or walleyes or anything else. It's not that hard to take and learn how to get those lures down. I mean, so there are baits that'll get down that deep, but you've got all kinds of weighting systems like snap weights and everything else that you can get that bait down there and run it at that 20 or 25 or 30 or even 35 feet down and keep it right at the level where the fish are at.
Yeah, John, and that's something, like you just said, yeah, on a lot of lakes in the past that we couldn't do that sort of stuff legally, literally. Yeah, that's something we can do. You got to keep in mind some of the lakes are a little different, like the flowage as far as amount of lions, all that good stuff. But yes, yeah, you know, the muskie trolling, that's become real, real popular. Yeah, some of the big name baits out there, matlocks and, oh gosh, just trolling a good old-fashioned crane bait or grandma, that sort of thing. You know, depending on kind of what depth you're targeting, you know, that can be a real great way to cover water and look for some of them deeper or even suspended muskies, that sort of thing.
Well, you know, for after walleyes, you typically will be trying to run the baits down deeper and stuff. But the muskies, that's one of the mistakes I think a lot of people make, is they determine they're going to run those baits at 20 or 30 feet down on them. And generally speaking, you don't need to go deeper than about 15 feet probably, and sometimes around 20 feet. But the muskies will come up a long ways after bait when they're active. They just won't come up into that cold water near the surface, but you can get them to come up quite a ways, so you're better off with any fish, for that matter, having your bait over the top of the fish rather than under them.
Yes, I agree, and I know this past week I was not trolling for muskies, trolling for walleyes, using flicker shads, shad wraps, that sort of thing, but, you know, Well, it seemed like I was seeing a lot of them walleyes, and, you know, yeah, shucks, probably 12, 13, 14 feet. And, you know, just used my depth chart, and I was using some boards, just running them, you know, about 10 foot down, whether it was, I was running 11, 12, 13 feet, and I was seeing, we got some really nice walleyes doing that, and kind of just almost flat basins where you wouldn't snag up too bad. And, you know, that was just a pattern. It was actually on the flowage, and a pattern that was working real good. You know, if you went and actually, you know, oh, let's go jig for walleyes on the humps and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, you got crappies, maybe a bluegill, maybe a couple small walleyes, but you know, yeah, it seemed like, yeah, doing a little bit of trolling out there, which can be treacherous because there's snags, there's wood. You know, especially if it's a reservoir type lake, you got to keep that in mind. Yeah, that ended up being a real good presentation. Just having them baits running just a couple feet off bottom.
Well, you know, when you get into September here, and especially from about mid-September on, I'm a firm believer that, you know, if you're looking for most fish, walleyes, muskies, you're better off to start shallow and progressively look deeper if you're not finding the fish, rather than run out to the deepest water you can find right away and expect that the fish are there, because they can be anywhere out there, especially once you get past that turnover.
They can. And that's a good point, something to definitely keep in mind.
Yeah, you know, I can remember a few times on some of the big lakes here starting out in 10, 15 feet of water and finding a few walleyes and finding some in 20 feet of water and then finding some in 35 feet and finding some even deeper than that. But you got to be careful when you get out in that real deep water if you're catching walleyes, because a lot of fish, they don't deal well, real well, that coming up to get barrier trauma, and it blows their air bladder up, and a lot of those fish don't survive even if you can't keep them for the size-wise. So, you know, I don't really tell people to get out in that deep water unless you absolutely have to and you can't catch fish, you know, up in the shallows.
Exactly. I remember a couple of years ago I was fishing Namakag and then some of the deep spots in that October time period, you know, crappie fishing and getting some walleyes. But yeah, it seemed like, yeah, if you surpassed 30 feet, and you were catching crappies in 35 feet of water, and they were suspended 10 feet off bottom. They were nice crappies, at least. However, you wouldn't have been able to let them go. Like, they were done once you brought them up. So.
Yeah, it's different in different lakes, too. I've seen it happen in a shallow as 20 feet of water on them, where they kind of act up, they come up there like they're stunned, especially crappies. But I've seen it especially 25 feet and deeper, but, you know, and they don't exhibit the characteristics quite as much as a walleye does when a walleye comes up. I mean, they actually, you can tell that they're all bloated up and you know, it's really tough on those fish if you bring them up from that. So, you know, as far as releasing them, there's talking about things like fizzing them and everything else, but the better option is to try to find your fish up shallow first and see if you can find what you need there.
Yep, I agree with that, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine folks that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Fishing and Hunting Guide Tom Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day, as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy.
Well, you think the hunting seasons are going to go this year? I know by the time this airs, you guys have been into the bear season. I know you're guide for the bear stuff, but, you know, you've been out there running around the woods and stuff. What's everything look like out there as far as the hunting? You got plenty of deer out there, you think, and stuff this year?
Yeah, John, you know, I've been seeing a whole pile of deer running around, seeing 3 bucks that time period. Just the other day, it's that time period where bucks kind of hang out and their friends. Just seeing 3 of them at the end of my driveway the other day, a 2-pointer, a 4-pointer, a 6-pointer, and then just up the road, like a real nice 8-pointer. I'm like, oh yeah, they're hanging out, so they're getting ready to, I don't know, disperse and start running around and all that good stuff. So kind of looking forward to the kind of that bow season time period.
You know, in the running around, I know you do some timber work out there too. Are you running into much as far as birds out there, turkeys and grouse or anything?
Yeah, I've been seeing quite a few of them. Oh, yeah, shucks. I seen, I was working on a timber sale over, let's see, east of Hayward. And, flushed up a whole bunch of grouse. And, you know, yeah, when you're working in the woods and you're not thinking about the hunting aspect of it, a lot of times you don't pay attention to that stuff. But I have been seeing quite a few grouse this year and lots of turkeys on the side of the roads. And so I'm thinking it'll be a pretty good season for all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, our grouse populations have been pretty low in some areas, and I think the option is for people who want to bird hunt for grouse is to check out a bunch of different areas and different directions from your home area here in the Hayward area if you're here, because you'll get one little area, you'll have quite a few birds in it, and then another area has nothing, it seems like.
That's how grouse hunting is, I think, just historically. I know, you know, a lot of the grouse and birds that I see, there has to be some hazel, and there has to be a young aspen component. And if you have those sorts of things, those are great areas to hunt. If you have a balsam, kind of a spruce, brushy looking type forest too, you know, that might be a good spot to check out too. Seems like the open stuff, oak, you know, not much understory growth basically. Those might be tougher spots, but it all depends on where you are in the area.
You bet.
So it takes a little scouting.
Well, Tom, a lot of interesting information there. If anybody's looking to get you for guiding or looking for a winter ice fishing trip, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, everyone can... get a hold of me at 715-558-6755 or TomLeahyGuideService.com.
Well, Tom, thanks for coming on the show here and a lot of good information from you here.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate it as well.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. From there, you can link through to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there too. our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.